would.
You happy to be out this evening?
Amen.
Amen. No place I'd rather be. Amen. Let's bow our heads. We open the service. Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative. Lord, every opportunity we gather, Lord, we come to draw strength from you, Lord. And Lord, we can even draw strength from one another. Lord, we can talk to each other and just feed on the strength of each other, Lord. Oh, Lord, it's so good to be part of your family, Lord. And you've granted us a little place here to gather together away from the world. And Father, it's chaos. And Lord, be able to come in and just rest. We thank you so much, Lord. Pray that you would bless everyone that's gathered in this evening. Meet our individual needs, Lord. You know every heart, no matter how big or how small. And Lord, I pray a special prayer that you would just touch everyone tonight. Lord, that they may know and feel you, Lord. Bless us now. Bless every phase of the service. May you get the glory and honor and praise, we ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask and pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. It's good to know him. Amen. Turn with me in our capstone books if you'd like. Man, page 45. Reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. Just listen to the word, saints. 'Twas a dark and stormy night on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples were so fearful of the fury of the sea. Out upon the raging waters walked the blessed Lord of life. He calmed the troubled water as he walked by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he walks by. As he walked the dusty wayside on his way to raise the dead, mighty was the crowd that pressed him, hungry for the living bread. I must touch him, cried a woman. Oh, I must touch him or I'll die. She reached out and touched the Lord as he walked by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Have you found him there when you reach out? Oh, he's always there waiting, saints. Just a whisper away. Hallelujah. Page 91. Just a little while. Won't be long. We go home to be with him. Soon this life will all be over, and our pilgrimage shall end. Soon we'll take our heavenly journey, be at home again with friends. Oh, heaven's gates are standing open, waiting for our entrance there. Some sweet day we're going over, all the beauties there to share. And just a little while to stay here. Oh, just a little while to wait. Oh, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Oh, just a little more of trouble. Oh, in this world so full of hate. Oh, then we'll enter heaven's portal, sweeping through the pearly gate. Oh, soon we'll see the light of morning, then the new day will begin. Oh, soon we'll hear the Father calling, come my children, enter in. Oh, then we'll hear all heaven shouting, oh, singing out the victory song. All our troubles will be ended, and we'll live with heaven's throne. Oh, just a little while to stay here. Oh, just a little while to wait. Oh, just a little while to in the path that's always straight. Amen. Oh, just a little more of trouble in this world so full of hate. Then we'll enter heaven's portals, sweeping through the pearly gate. Oh, soon we'll meet again our loved ones, and we'll take them by the hand. Oh, soon we'll press them to our bosom, over in the promised land. Oh, then we'll be at home forever, throughout all eternity. Oh, what a blessed, blessed morning, that eternal morning. Amen. What a day. Oh, just a little while to stay here. Oh, just a little while to wait. Oh, just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Oh, just a little more of trouble in this
this world so full of hate. Oh, then we'll enter heaven's portals, sweeping through the pearly gates.
Amen. Oh, what a day. Hallelujah. Page 98, Inside the Gate.
Oh, how happy I will be when life's journey here is run, and I look upon his face and I hear him say, well done. I have fought a faithful fight, and by grace I've kept the faith. All his joys will then be mine when I step inside the gate. Amen. Inside the gate, inside the gate of home, sweet home. No more to cry, no more to die, but a crown of life you've won. You're safe at last, all sorrows past. A mansion's here forevermore. Yes, all of this I'll hear them say. Oh, when I step inside the gate. Oh, what a time is just ahead when the saints raise from the dead. And what a time that's gonna be when Jesus we shall see. All the cares of life are past. It will all be over at last. Heaven's joys for me await when I step inside. Amen. Inside the gate. Inside the gate. Of home. Sweet home. No more to cry. No more to die. But a crown of life you've won. No sorrows past, all sorrows past. A mansion's here forevermore. Yes, all of this I'll hear him say. Oh, when I stand inside the gate.
Amen. Never lose the goal, saints. Keep your eye, amen, on that gate. Hallelujah. Always wonderful. Brother Luke, would you like to come up again? Precious Jesus, that's the blessing. Oh, I want to see him. How fitting a song. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hope at last, ever to rejoice. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, oh my life, ever to rejoice.
Amen. Do you want to see him, saints? Hallelujah. Amen. How many have something on your heart, a need, a request? Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Brother Philip, would you take the request this evening?
Gracious Lord, we're just glad to be here again.
Yes,
Lord.
Father.
Thank you for the opportunity to once again gather together in our house of prayer and worship, Lord God, that these would be with our precious saints, Lord, and like faith, Lord. And great thank you, Lord, tonight, Lord, for the desire in our hearts, Lord, to serve you, Lord.
Oh,
draw closer to you, Lord, in the great place. desire their heart, Lord, to draw closer to you, Lord, and to do thy will, God, in this hour of age that we're living in. We pray tonight for those who are absent, Lord, that you may meet the need, Lord, whether it might be, whether it be a spiritual need or a physical need or a material need. We just pray, Father, that you'd meet every need, Lord, and pray, Father, that you just grant tonight, Lord, that as the word comes forth, Lord, you just open our hearts and our minds to receive your word, Lord. And thy God, help us, Lord. And thy God, that just draw closer to you and be able, Lord, to live and manifest thy word in this hour and age that we're living in, Lord, that we might be a light and example, Lord, to this in this world, and this hour that we're living in, that we might truly, Lord, coffee and lamp and the light of God is born. We pray that you will anoint my messenger tonight and anoint the message to reach forth, yes. Lord. And pray, dear God, that it will just be made manifest in our lives and to our lives. And we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Somebody have a song on your heart? Something. Amen. Hallelujah. Tim, you got something? Amen.
I'm shouting praise and glory to your sweet name.
get that revelation. I ought to make you happy, joyous. Oh, what he's done for us, saints. Amen. He's wonderful. Amen. I love him so much. Sing the little chorus. Amen. Only believe. Hallelujah. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Just bow our heads. Oh, precious Lord. It's so good, Lord Jesus, that you have blessed us tonight to be in this little place. We're so thankful and so appreciative from the depths of our heart. And Lord, to see how you move by your Holy Spirit. Lord, it's such a tremendous blessing. And Father, knowing that you're leading the way, oftentimes in our own minds, sometimes we may begin to think that, well, maybe things happen by chance. But Lord, nothing happens by chance. For the footsteps of the righteous are ordained of God.
Amen.
Oh, how true that is, Lord, even in our midst tonight. You've seen us here before there was ever a moon or a star. You knew what we would sing. You knew what we would minister upon. You knew all about us. You even knew, Lord, as the prophet said in one of his messages, you even knew what we would be thinking at this time. Oh, talk about great, Lord. You're so great. You're so precious and so mindful, Lord, of your little bride. We just ask that you'd help us now to yield to you and open our hearts, Lord, to just let you pour in our hearts what you want to place in there tonight. And again, Lord Jesus, we just want to tell you we love you and appreciate you. You help us now. We just want to commit ourselves to you. In your precious name, truly we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's so good to be here.
Amen.
By God's grace and mercy. Amen. Why don't you turn your Bibles with me to Isaiah 6. And I want you to think about the song Brother Timothy sang. My, 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 how the Holy Ghost knows exactly what he wants to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 6, and this begins the first verse. You know, I want to just come here and cry, holy, holy, holy. Amen. Isaiah 6, begin the first verse. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the serpents. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, And with twain, he covered his feet. And with twain, he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is filled of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Now here's this young Isaiah, the prophet said, Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the serpents unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I. Send me. Amen. May God bless the reading of his precious word. Amen. So holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Amen. Just the Lord laid this on my heart not too long before I was getting ready to leave. Actually planning on maybe going back in that little message we was on Sunday, and maybe this Sunday we will. I don't know. But, you know, as I've said before, you just want to follow the leading of the Lord. And truly, I find this evening, though this may seem something of simplicity, yet it's what the Lord truly wants. Amen. And I am assured of that. So I trust that you will be hungry for it and think about these words that I want to read tonight. I won't hold you too long. At least I don't think so, anyway. But we find here that the prophet used this message, or this scripture, I should say, in his message, Influence. I know you've all read it before, and it's been preached on many times and so forth. But again, thinking about this, Uzziah, this king that had died, and of course the prophet talked about how Isaiah here looked up to this king. But Isaiah was beginning to find a new experience here when he is saying here what took place with him, and found something that was drawing much closer to God. A place of much closeness with God, to know that God was more real. And I was thinking about this and with what the prophet said, and I thought, you know, as he'll say it here in a little bit and talk about it a little bit, but we find that oftentimes still today, people do not recognize the presence of God. And even tonight, I wonder, as we came in the door, sit down, and we begin to worship the Lord, and we begin to uplift our voices to him and raise our hands and begin to sing and so forth and talk to him through the way of prayer. And Brother Timothy got up and sang the song that he sang. And I wonder if we, as I said, with just what's going on so far, can we recognize presence of the great Jehovah, the very God that, yes, I say it many times, but I can't help but to not think about it many times, the great God that created the heavens and the earth. And by him all things consist. And truly you can see it everywhere you look and everything that you think about of how God done things. And as he says in here, and one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, or the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. I wonder if we can see that. That his whole earth is full of his glory. And just many things here, and speaking here too, where he said, after you come into this presence, like he did, then said, I woe is me, for I'm undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Mine eyes have seen the King. Oh my. The Lord. Mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Have we by faith been able to see the same King, the same Lord of hosts, that is very high above all living, is much greater than all living? For he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And then to think that that King of kings and the Lord of lords chose us before the foundation, in other words, before this earth was ever formed. He chose us. And he's seen us in his mind. And how do we approach this great God? How do we feel about this great God, even when we get on our knees and begin to talk to him? How do we feel about him? Do we, when we begin to talk to him, is he really real, a real person to me? Yeah, God is a person. He is. He has a personality. And is this person, the King of Kings, is he real to me? You know how people act when they have an opportunity to go around the president of the United States, and maybe some high important executive of a company, CEO or something, you know, they maybe watch how they do things and make sure nothing gets ruined and out of place and everything, you know, make sure everything's going right. And they, with great respects, because of this person having a high standard before millions of people, thousands of millions of people. And to think that these measly little presidents and things that we have throughout the land don't even come close to the living God. Amen. Yeah, you can't see him with your natural eyes. These natural senses that we have, we can't see God as far as the person of God. But we can see everything else, how he does things. We can see what he does to a person's life when he changes them. We can see what happens when a person is changed from a very evil thinking person to a very gentle and loving and kind person. To where their life has just been so rearranged that oftentimes it's just hard to believe that this person has changed. Have you ever seen somebody like that? I have before. And you just think, how could this be? How could this happen? But you're seeing the characteristics of God. You're seeing what God is now in a many-member body and how he would handle situations. When you see a real solid Christian hold on to the truth during their tests and trials and do what's supposed to be done according to the will of God, what his word has said, and you see them doing that, by faith and with a burning desire to do so and do it so perfectly the way God wants it done, again, you see the very characteristics of God. And as I said, but not alone that, but also to just see, as I said, just all the many things he's created that I speak about also many times. And as I said, I can't help but to think about it. I can't help but to think about how God and see how God works and through people's lives and how he leads them by his Holy Spirit. How there may be a circumstance come up and the Holy Ghost move upon you and warn you of maybe a certain thing that's about to take place. And sure enough, it takes place. Just exactly as his warning went forth. You can see as he deals with your hearts, maybe come in to listen to the Word of God, and he is put forth his menu to feed the lambs and sheep of God and to see how that works out to be the exact thing the person needed. And maybe they was praying about it and asking God. And maybe a preacher, whoever, whichever preacher it may be or whatever preacher it may be, may never know nothing about it. But yet God in his simplicity just knocks on the people's heart. And he deals with them and says, this is what I want. This is what's going to happen. This is how it'll be. Again, so many things to see that this God is real and alive. All right? I want to read here in the Message Influence. And listen to what Brother Branham says in paragraph 81, starting. This was August 3rd, 1963. He said, Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I want you to think about this. I'll be in their midst. Isn't that what the scripture says?
Amen.
And he's telling us. And he said, where two or three are gathered in name, in their midst I would be. So we know that he's here tonight. He's here to deal with your heart. He's here to deal with my heart. He's here to put everything in continuity. He's here to make everything work out right. He's here to make sure maybe what comes over this pulpit is for a certain person, maybe for many people. But he makes everything work just the way he wants it to work. Because he is in leadership. He is God. He is the great I am. As long as we always yield to that, God will be able to do whatever he wants to do. But we need to learn a more, even greater way to yield to him. All right? And be with an open heart, waiting, asking him, searching, looking for what he's wanting. See? All right? He says, then that makes him in a world that we cannot see, that our five senses doesn't contact. Jesus Christ is here, present. If we could be conscious of that. If we could be conscious of that. That he's right here now. That he's here. I wonder, as I've said before in different messages, how much different would I be acting right now if my natural eyesight could make contact and I would see the Lord Jesus standing there and know it was him, and it was truly him, no fakes, truly be him, how much different would you act and would I act? How much more careful would we be? How much careful would we be, more careful would we be to make sure I heard everything he was saying? I was very careful. I would not want to miss anything he was saying. But do you know that same God is here? When we get behind this pulpit and read his word, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
But how can I ever channel into that? By faith. And only by faith can I channel into that. That's why people today can sit and listen to the preacher sitting in the church, and they may be looking around and they may be thinking about tomorrow. Maybe somebody will rattle a paper, and they go, oh, that paper is rattled. Maybe somebody is moving around, squirming around, and we get our mind on that. I'll guarantee you, you'd never hear that rattle of that paper. You'd never see someone squirming. You'd never hear anything other than Jesus Christ himself speaking the word if you was channeled in with him. There would be nothing to be able to distract you. If you knew that was Jesus Christ standing there and talking to you, you wouldn't let nothing distract you. Nothing. So, what is this we're thinking about? What is this that the Holy Ghost wants us to think about? What is this that God wants us to, how maybe we should recognize his presence being here. And not only here, but wherever you are. Wow. How much different we would all act. Yeah. And remember, not only here, but when you're walking down the street, wherever you are, you that profess to be believers and fear the Lord, remember, the angels of God are moving with you wherever you are. But not everybody can believe that. There may be people here that can't believe that. But somebody was predestinated to believe that.
Amen.
Yeah. Because the Word has proclaimed it. They watch everything you do. Wow. They watch everything you do. Every thought that goes through your mind. Wow. You say, now, Brother Steve, what's a script? Scripture is, he searcheth the reins. Those are thoughts. He tracks them down. You see? And they know all about you. Now, I stand here tonight. I don't know all about you. I stand up here, and you sit there, and you don't know all about me. But the one is here that knows all about all of us.
Amen.
What all of us are thinking. What all of us are looking forward to tomorrow. What we are sitting here thinking as Brother Steve's preaching. He knows all about it. He knows if you're sitting there and while Brother Steve's up here ministering his word, God's word, he knows what you're thinking.
Amen.
He knows if you're sitting here distracted right now. He knows if you're hungry and you can't wait to get home and eat something. He knows if you had a fuss with your wife and you're sitting there a little bit agitated with her. He knows maybe the children's been a little bit in a wrong manner of attitude today and you sit there and you're frustrated. He knows all
Amen.
About it.
Amen.
Because you're in his presence. Therefore, we must be conscious of that. We must. Now, there's God speaking through his prophet that I'm reading from, through his prophet's fleshy lips, and saying this. Because that's what a prophet is God's mouthpiece.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's right. So, I'm reading to you what God already said through his mouthpiece. I stir your pure minds through the way of remembrance.
Amen.
If we're not conscious of it, then you act any old way. Yeah. If you're not conscious of it, you just act any old way, you know? What's the big deal? God ain't there. He's just a myth. It's some kind of fantasy or fairy tale the preachers talk about all the time. But we need to be more conscious that he's there. And he knows all about us. Yeah. So people mostly today, too many people, he says, are not conscious of the presence of the Lord Jesus. That's the reason we have these little things that we have going on. That's not right. Is that why we still get upset with the neighbor? Is that why we still get frustrated and beat the door off a house because I hit my thumb? Is that why if I do something foolish, is that why I'm doing it? Is that why I talk so foolishly? Is because I don't recognize the Lord Jesus Christ knows everything going on? And that's why we can say maybe some of the things we say? Huh? Why? If we could only do like David said. Now we use this so freely. But we don't have the impact of reality with it. I put the Lord always before me, that I sin not against thee. It's scripture. Is it just a phrase? Or can you prove it to God that it's a reality in your life? Amen. I'll prove it to ourselves, because ourselves, we go measuring by ourselves, you know, it just ain't good. It's very unwise. So we've always got to let God be the standard and let Him be the one to say whether we've got it or not. See? I put the Lord always before me. Oh, I like that. The Lord is always before me. Where He goes, I'll follow. And I'm conscious of that everywhere I'm going. In other words, David said, that's the Lord. David said that the Lord is going before me. I will not leave thee nor forsake thee. You know, we talk about that many times to people. The Lord promised me He'd never leave me nor forsake me. But do we realize the price of that? He's seen everything going on. I will not leave thee nor forsake thee, said Jesus. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. He cannot leave us. He promised not to. But in that promise, look what you can see. Amen. That's the very objective of these meetings. That's the objective. My brethren, I've held my ministry out there from the denominations is to try to let the people see that Jesus Christ is still alive. He's alive. That's why He can see everything going on. Because He's still alive. And He's here. He's here tonight. Yeah. To every believer, to every denomination that will believe Him, or the people in those denominations, the Lord is before me. David said, and I shall not be moved. Wow. Pretty important phrase to be thinking about, isn't it? Oh. Notice now, with two wings they had over their face to stand in the presence of God, because that's where they ministered. And if they had to cover their holy faces to minister to God, what kind of a person ought a preacher to be? How we ought to cover our face? In shame. Why? Do you realize the grace of God that lets me be able to stand up here and read this word to you? The very grace of God. Oh my. How we ought to live. How we ought to live. God is altogether holy. Oh, praise His name. We must consciously, all the time, Remember that. Outside the grace of God, we're naked sinners. But the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from sin. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, they had two wings over their feet. That represents humility. Like Moses. Moses wasn't too much in humility until he met God in the burning bush. Moses was a pretty proud feller. Until he met that burning bush. But when he truly saw that that was God, and because this light spoke the word of the promise, oh, he says, do you get it? Do you realize I'm reading to you the promise of God? To you? Amen. The vindicated prophet of the hour God gave us, God's voice coming through it, I'm reading from it now. Do you realize what you've come in contact with? That millions still have never had the opportunity to come in contact with. And thousands and thousands and thousands that come in contact with it don't even know what they come in contact with. But to you, it's been given to know. You have come in contact with something and someone that's so real. Oh, blessed are your eyes, for they see. And your ears for the hear. Oh my. Do you get it? They knew, and Moses knew, that the time was at hand for this deliverance. Don't you realize we're getting ready for a rapture?
Amen.
To be caught up in a moment and twinkle of an eye? Don't we realize that? And the presence of God is with us, directing us and guiding us to get us to that place? Oh, hallelujah. And here comes a supernatural being down and repeats and says, I remember my promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Moses took off his shoes in humility. His whole foundation, he took off his shoes. Wow. Paul, when he saw that same angel of light above him and called it Lord, he fell in the dust of the earth. Wow. Remember, did you catch what he said? Are you able to obtain it? God himself promised that where two or three are gathered in his name, in their midst he would be. God promised. And he's not breaking his promise tonight either. No, he's here. He recognized, see the humility? I am no more, Paul said. No wonder Isaiah could cry, woe is me, for I have seen the Lord God of hosts. Yet, being a prophet, and yet Paul, being a great man, a scholar, but when he come in the presence of God, I hate to say it, but I see a pattern in message-believing people today throughout the earth. Not saying so much here, but throughout the earth, that supposedly have said they come into the presence of this great God and never have seen a like of such self-efficiency, pride, know-it-all, boisterous attitudes greater than all denominations I've ever seen. Have they come into the real true contact of the presence of God? I highly doubt so. For any man or woman or young person that comes in the presence of the true living God truly is humbled and has no big I. It's the great I am. And when Moses came into the presence of God, he humbled himself. He was a prophet. He respected God, the Word. I wonder how it must today, tonight sitting here, we respect the Word. You say, Brother Steve, I respect the Word very highly. Do you respect it? Do you respect it just as great as if the Lord Jesus Christ himself stood here in flesh? Told you the same thing.
Amen.
And believe me, he would be telling you the same thing because he is the Word.
Amen.
And I'm reading you that Word. Do we respect it? Do we honor it? Do we have our hearts open in such a hungry manner to where it's like I've spoke about before, tapping on the little shelf where the robins was in the nest. And as soon as they felt the tap of that presence, the little mouths was wide open. Feed me. Feed me. Is that my desire every time I come into the presence of God? Because he promised he'd be here. And I come in here into the presence of God, and I've got my mouth, spiritual mouth, wide open. Feed me, Lord. Feed me. Feed me. Or is it, what is the burden of the Lord today? What do I have to give up today? What can I not do today? Or is it feed me? Feed me. Mouth wide open.
Amen.
Are you that way?
Amen.
Oh my. Notice John the Baptist. When John stood on the bank after baptizing people, he looked out and saw that same light descending from heaven. And he cried, Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And he humbled himself. He humbled himself. Well, Brother Steve, what makes you think he humbled himself? Because he said, I have need of thee to baptize me. Yeah. That's what he told Jesus.
Amen.
Why do you want me to baptize you, Lord? Because it behooveth us to fulfill all the word.
Amen.
You see? But see, the humility that come into John, when he come into the presence of Jesus Christ, why? The poor people of Pentecost, those bunch of fishermen and tax collectors and so forth with humble jobs, they went up there on a promise of God, and they waited in the upper room for 10 days. And all of a sudden, there came a sound from heaven like a rushing wind, filled all the house where they were sitting, and they went into action. Because that they had seen a promise of God made manifest. It was vindicated to them. Hadn't it been vindicated to you that God gave his prophet of the age? And was God speaking to that prophet? Hadn't it been vindicated to us? It sure has. And it put them into action. How much does it put us into action? When his promise was fulfilled, it put them into action. Friend, may I say this. What we have seen in the last year or two in the kingdom of God ought to put every born-again Christian into action. But the thing of it is, we don't respect it. Lord God, forgive us. We haven't respected to realize that it's God. We're just kind of a little curious. We like to see little things and give a sensation. We like to feel good. Oh, if that isn't today. We'd rather feel good than have our hide peeled to get me closer to God. I'd rather be feeling a blessing, a shouting. Yeah, than to get my hide peeled and show how short I am. We like to feel good. We like to do these things. But when it really comes to really respecting it, like I says, really respecting it, and believing it with all our heart, it puts us into action. When the angel met Mary that morning on the road, won't you sisters come on up, please? When the angel met Mary that morning on the road to the well and told her she was going to have a baby, knowing no man, it put her into action. She went quickly, telling everybody that she was going to have a baby. Knowing no man, she didn't care what it meant to what the people said. She had actually met an angel of God, and it put her into action. She was conscious of that Holy Spirit was upon her and creating in her a life. What about us? Are we conscious of the Holy Spirit that's in us? Creating a life. Bringing a literal life of Jesus Christ. Are we conscious of that? Are we conscious of that when we walk through the day? So many things slam us in the face. So many cares of life and troubles and problems. Are we aware and conscious that the Lord Jesus Christ is there? There to guide us. To keep us in the truth. For in the last days it'd be so close. It'd deceive the very elected for possible. But that living God is present and keeping you from taking the way of the deceived. Thank God.
Amen.
His mercy and grace. Oh, if we could only realize that. That the Holy Ghost is upon us, creating in us faith, trying to present himself in so many different ways and gifts to create a faith for a rapturing church. Hallelujah. Can't you see that work in your life? Can't you see the Holy Ghost doing that through the Word of God? Oh, hallelujah. Maybe not everybody here is in the presence of God. Remember, this is for the true believers. Yeah. It should put us into action. But wonder if we're just doing it the way He wanted it to be, with reverence and humility. Are we doing all this in a way of respect and humility and reverence, the way He wants us to be? Are we reverencing Him and respecting Him? As I've said before, you know, especially when we're singing songs of worship, praise to Him. Is there a revelation in your heart that has created a reality that you are truly singing to Him and He is hearing you? Huh? Or are you just singing with the rest of the congregation? Or is it a reality that He's there before you and listening to you?
Amen.
And you're singing it from the depths of your heart out of the love you have in your heart for Him. And you're singing it with a love to Him. Oh my. Or is it just words being sang? I sing a song because the rest of the church is singing a song. The pillar of fire in this last days ought to put the whole church into action. It being vindicated. It was vindicated many times. Many times. The tongues of fire and all. Vindicated many times.
Amen.
And God blessed us with camera. Amen. So it wouldn't be forgotten. And that He's still here. The power of fire in this last days ought to put the whole church into action. It being vindicated. Signs of His coming at hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And John the Baptist and Paul and different ones, when they saw that glory of God and that light, they bowed to it. Oh, how we ought to humbly come before the presence of God. And these angels, even that minister in His presence, cover up their feet and cover up their face. Oh my. Quickly now. He had two more wings. And by this He could put Himself into action. Now what a real servant that is of God, and know and show the prophet how His prepared His servant should be. His prepared servant should be. What should be prepared? He said, what should be prepared servant be? Or what should a prepared servant be? Now these servants, He had looked at a man on earth, and here see what a failure they made. And then God showed him a kingdom in heaven, a throne. That's the one to look at. Then He showed him what a real servant ought to be that served in His presence. And here was these servants. And then covered their holy faces, covered their feet with two wings, and they went into action. Reverent, humble, and into action. If that ain't a dressed up servant, I don't know what is. Reverent, humble, and in action. Oh my. Like the little woman at well, when she recognized that gift of God, and this man that spoke was the Messiah, it sure put her into action right quick. She forgot all about her water pot. She ran into the city saying, come and see a man who has told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah? Oh, what an action she went into. Hallelujah. I'll quit there. But my, do we recognize His presence? That He's with us tonight? Amen. We're in His presence. He's alive. And you know what? Everywhere you go, He knows what you're doing. Yeah. It's all about us. If we could truly somehow see what Brother Branham is saying there, of truly keeping the presence of God, consciously, truly keeping the presence of God before us. My, I wonder how much differently we would do some things. Huh? I'm sure probably everybody sitting here tonight would probably do something different. somehow the Holy Ghost would be able to help us get into that presence.
Amen.
Oh, my. I'm sure there wouldn't be near as much joking and getting upset with people and doing things that we shouldn't do, saying things we shouldn't say, talk about things we shouldn't talk about. I'm sure we'd never be a busybody in other men's matters. I'm sure we'd never do those things when you're in the presence of God. How could you? How could it be impossible? But I'm in His presence tonight.
Amen.
Right now we're in His presence. Oh, and I'm so thankful for it. No wonder when you're in His presence, you're making sure everything's okay. Everything's under the blood. Lord,
Amen.
Forgive me, for I'm a man of unclean lips.
Amen.
Oh my. The presence of God will let you see those little dirty spots. It'll let you see those places that need to be overcome. It lets you see those places when maybe the children is acting up. And you get all upset and begin to scream. Maybe say things you shouldn't say and then act in a way that's truly not a true example to them. Yeah. Oh, my. In the presence of God, it'll change everything.
Amen.
Amen. I want to recognize it fully and whole consciously.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is in my presence. Hallelujah. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. Just a little something to think about. Amen. Glory to His wonderful name. Let's sing a little chorus. Let's all stand in the presence of Jehovah. Amen. In the presence, oh, He's here, of Jehovah, God, oh, everybody, as we sing it again, keep your head bowed and your hands up and sing it again. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, oh, humbly just hum it. And we're going to ask Brother Amos to come dismiss us. Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful and appreciative, Lord, that you've granted to us this opportunity to be here this evening. Lord, to truly hear your precious word, Lord, you speaking to us this night. Lord, we pray that as your word has come forth, Lord, though it may seem simple to some, Lord, may we take it into our hearts, Lord. May you reveal it to us and show us exactly, Lord, what you would have for us. Lord, we just pray that we've committed ourselves unto thee this night. Lord, every moment of our lives, may we surrender greater to thee, Lord. Yield ourselves unto thee, Lord, for truly, Lord, it's your will to be done. Lord, not ours, but yours and yours alone. Lord, we just want to say one more time, thank you so much for this privilege. Lord, it's been so sweet, Lord, to feel your Holy Spirit, Lord, just to gather with our brothers and sisters of like precious faith. Lord, may we never take one time for granted. Lord, you've been so gracious to us. We love you and appreciate you and want to thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you'll go with us, Lord, each one as we leave. Lord, may we not leave thy presence, Lord. Always be with us, Lord. May we surrender our lives greater to thee, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much. We ask these things, Lord, and commit ourselves into thy hands. In the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing it again.
In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of
taking with you, brothers and sisters. Lord bless you.